Okay, that's all. Now we're going to old business and then other business. We're going to old business first, and we have three cases under there. Mr. Rickards.
Okay, gentlemen, you asked me to get some information on the noise levels that this furnace would
Now we're under
generate. Yeah. It's Donovan Salvage Works,
yep.
Inc. Northwest of Road 243, 1,200 feet south of Road 244. They're asking for a special use exception for secondary aluminum smelting. Okay.
Okay.
So with that, you asked me, I'll read this letter to you. It's from TSI Compliance Services. Okay. Excellence in air testing and technical services. You need to listen to this so I can tell you what it says. Your board members, on behalf of Donovan Salvage Works, TSI Compliance Services, submitting the results of a noise survey performed on identical Recycling Services International Max 4000 sweat furnace unit as requested during the hearing held on August 18th, 2008. The noise survey of the sweat furnace was performed on September 9th of 2008 in the central Pennsylvania by Tim Harvey of TSI Compliance Services. Attached, you will find a report of the noise levels that were taken at 3, 30, and 100 yards away from the furnace. The data shows three separate tests performed, the first at 3 yards, the second at 30 yards, the third test was performed at 100 yards from the furnace. For your purposes, the LAVG is a noise level we need to be concerned about, which is simply the average decibels over our time sampling period. Test one at 3 yards had a LAVG of 81.4 decibels. Test two at 30 yards had LAVG of 61.0 decibels. Test three at 100 yards had a LAVG of 41.9 decibels. I have attached two sample noise comparison charts to give you the idea relationship of some common noises to the furnace. And that's signed by Mark S-C-H-E-U-R-I-N-G. He's an environmental technician. And I can done some homework here so that I could match it up for you and tell you. All right, at 3 yards, it's 80 decibels, and that is equivalent to ringing a phone, a vacuum cleaner, a hair dryer, a doorbell.
Garbage disposal.
Right. At this level, hearing protection must be available in the workplace. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
For long exposure, over 80 decibels can damage hearing. All right. Now, that's at 3 yards.
Okay.
At 30 yards, 60 decibels. Normal conversation, sewing machine.
Office interior.
Yes. Controversial, feet of a foot away. At 100 yards, it would be 40 decibels. A refrigerator, a quiet living room, a library. So.
And this was inside a building, right? This machine was going to be inside a building. People that were concerned were neighbors, right?
The closest to that was well over 100 yards.
Well over 100 yards.
And that's that row of the houses and the fence and back of it to where it's going to be put at. Would that be the group of people? The ones in the back? Yeah, the ones in the back.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's well over 100 yards.
Now, unless something is different in Delaware than Pennsylvania, this is where the test was taken.
Mm-hmm.
That's their answer.
Well, that's good.
To your question.
Well, that's a prisoner. That's what the people had requested again, and, you know, that's what we wanted. It was for the people to see what that noise would be. And they're the ones going to be the most affected by it. So, and they're well beyond 100 yards, so that would answer the question. Appreciate that.
From the minutes, other concerns were concerns of pollution, air quality. Junk along the roadways.
They're licensed and inspected by federal and state environmental agencies, right?
Agencies, yeah.
Yeah, the EPA says the EPA regulates it and.
And they're in there.
National Emission Standards of Hazardous Air Pollution.
And they're in there unannounced when they come, I guess like 3 times a year they come in. That's EPA and the state, I don't know how many times they do theirs with.
And one lady.
They pass those, huh?
One lady's concern was she was afraid the heat generated from the furnace would melt the siding on neighborhood homes.
Right.
I don't think that's a concern.
Not that far away, I don't believe.
I believe you'll find that this is the, I did some research, remember?
Mm-hmm.
This is the first in Delaware, just for conversation.
Right.
First in Delaware, and how to get the statistics from Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
I would think that the litter along the road would be less if they're hauling that kind of stuff away versus melting it there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they did say they were taking it to Pennsylvania, didn't they?
Pennsylvania, Baltimore, and some, yeah, they said to take it out.
Yeah.
I mean, they had trucks, they had four
or
trucks
they
going
did
out.
Say it would reduce the truck traffic because, mm-hmm. because it would, yeah.
Yeah, we reduce that with.
As opposed to loose.
Still hauling away, hauling out and blowing everywhere. This way, they'd be, you know, be going through there and be burning and taking out. It would be a lot better. But again, the people's concerns were addressed. That was the main thing. Okay. Mr. McCabe, how do you feel on it?
I don't have a problem with it.
Mr. Workman? Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mills?
I don't think it is a substantial effect adversely the uses of adjacent neighboring properties.
I don't either. Not that this has been, you know, this information we just received is, I do not feel so either. Making that in a form of,
Yep, I'd make a motion we approve case number 10,222.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. McCabe that we approve case number 10,222. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved.
Next case is 10,000.